Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, partners of the New Thing Ministry. We are here. We're excited.
And I need to mute some people because I'm using some background noise. Hold on just a minute.
I think there's a half a plan in the refrigerator.
Hold on a minute. Are you there, Kim?
I am.
I don't want them to hold. I want them on mute. So I'm going to open them back up. All right. I'm muting people. I'm taking a few minutes to mute some people because I'm hearing background noise.
Okay.
For some reason, it's not letting me mute everybody at once.
Is it not allowing you to do how it's usually done?
Let me see that. I'm still hearing background noise.
I am too.
Okay, I found the button. Welcome to April's Passover Week Partner Call of a New Thing Ministry. If you all only knew what has been going on, you would be amazed that this call is taking place. But listen, our God is faithful. He is true to His Word. And Kim has an awesome word about passing over tonight, and we are ready to pass over, so I am not going to talk any longer. I'm going to give it right off to Kim.
Kalita, do you know if we're being heard? Are you sure we're being heard?
I am. We are not on hold.
Okay.
And everybody's muted, so I can't hear the background noise, so we should be good.
Okay. Okay, well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm so glad that you're on the call. Glad that you're here. I wanted to warn you about something. I usually, on these calls, I'm very aware that everybody has a busy life and a busy schedule, and they don't want to spend, I think you may not want to spend a lot of time on the call, so I usually try to hurry and get you off the call, off the teaching as quickly as I can. But I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm going to slow down and take my time, and I'm going to share with you what the Lord has given me to share. And we're just going to take our time and spend some time with the Lord tonight. If you have to get off the call early, feel free. No problem whatsoever. But we are going to, I'm going to teach you what the Lord has given me for tonight's message, and then we're going to take communion, and I will pray over our partners, and then Kalita will pray over our partners, and we just want to bless you in this Passover season. Most of you probably know that Passover is being celebrated April 10th through the 18th, and as Kalita and I were just discussing this year, it coincides with Easter, and I think the important thing in that is that we're seeing many, many things line up in the Word of God and in the timing of God. And because we're seeing these things align, we're going to see things begin to happen in our life that we've been praying for and believing for many years. But I want to start tonight with talking to you about the beginning of Passover. We're going to go back to the book of Exodus, chapter 12. I'm going to read a few verses. I'm not going to read the entire chapter. I'm just going to read a few to let you know what we're talking about tonight. Verse 1 says, "Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." That's one thing that's very important to remember, that in the Jewish calendar, in God's timing, this is the first month of the year. Whatever takes place in this month sets the stage for the remainder of the year on God's calendar. Now, as we go on down, we all know the story of Passover when God was delivering the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of Pharaoh's hand. He was releasing them not only from the bondage, but also from the debt that they were in there. And the Lord had given them instruction to prepare a sacrifice. and to put the blood over their houses so that when the destroyer came through, he would pass over those houses that had the blood. Verse 13 says, now the blood shall be a sign for you on the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generation. You shall keep it as an everlasting ordinance. I am so thankful today that the blood is still a sign for us. I know many of you have been keeping up with what's been going on in the weather here lately, but we've had several tornadoes come through our city and very close to us. But I'm so thankful for the blood, that the blood of Jesus was a sign over my house and over Brianne's house, and the destroyer had to just go on by. That's the first thing that they were to do. They were to prepare a sacrifice and apply the blood. And verse 23 says, for the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood, the Lord will pass over that door and not allow the destroyer to come into your house to strike you. Do you realize that the blood, I love that old song, the blood never loses its power. The blood of Jesus has the same power today. When you apply the blood to your home or to your kids or to your finances or to your ministry or to your business, the blood has not lost its power. Every destroyer cannot come through the blood, has to pass over where the blood is applied. It's very important. I don't think we teach that as much today as we did when I was first born again. I used to hear teachings on the blood all the time. I don't hear that so much anymore, but it's still important because it's the blood of Jesus that holds the power that you need in life. So let's read a little bit more. Verse 27 says, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. And it came to pass on that very same day that the Lord brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. If you'll remember, the Lord instructed them, when you eat, eat with your shoes on and ready to go. Be prepared to cross over, because Passover is not just about Passover. It's also about crossing over. But Passover did not end in the book of Exodus. It did not end when the children of Israel stepped out of bondage that day. 1 Corinthians 5:6-9 says, do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. Verse 8 says, therefore, let us keep the feast. See, today we're still supposed to be keeping the feast. Now, I know you don't have to, and I know the Bible says not to allow others to judge you or not to judge others on the feast that they keep or that they do not keep. But I want to tell you a little bit about my own experience. It's only been the last several years that I have studied the feast and the appointed times of the Lord and the timing on God's calendar versus the timing on the world's calendar. And what I have learned for myself is that as I align myself and acknowledge God's appointed times, things in my life begin to align with his purposes and his promises for me. The Bible's clear. It does not say to cease honoring God during these fasts. It says these feasts. It says the opposite. It says to continue to keep them and to talk to your kids and let them know what the feasts are about. And again, as we align ourselves with God's timing, things in our life begin to align with the timing of God, and then we see things happen that we've been believing God for. Romans 11 tells us that we receive nourishment from our roots. These are part of our roots, the feast of the Lord, the appointed times in God that the Bible talks about. These are our roots, and they're some of the places that we can receive nourishment. In a spiritual sense, there's significant reasons to acknowledge the feast times in God. There's significant reasons in the natural that affect the natural body, that affect the spirit man, and prophetic reasons to acknowledge these times in the Lord. One thing is that God promises to meet us and to bless us during these times. I was reading in the book of Exodus, and it talks about three feasts. I'm going to turn there real quick. It says, three times you shall keep a feast to me in the year. This is Exodus 23:14. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded you at the appointed time in the month of Abib. For in it you came out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labor, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering at the end of the year, when you have gathered in the fruit of your labors from the field. Three times in a year you shall appear before the Lord. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, nor shall the fat of my sacrifice remain unto morning. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God. And then, that's verse 19, and then in verse 20, we see the promises and the blessings that come with observing the feast of the Lord. You see, in order to escape the last plague in Egypt, God's people were told to apply the blood of the lamb to the doorpost and that the angel would pass over their house. This was their deliverance from slavery. It was their deliverance and release into freedom, including debt freedom, and their release into the promises of God. And they were told to continue to keep these feasts throughout their generations. The Bible tells us that Passover is to be a permanent ordinance, a celebration for all time. And we know that Jesus became our Passover as the true Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world once and for all. But still, it did not end there. The apostles observed and taught Passover, or the feast. Paul encouraged it, and God commanded it. If that isn't enough, just like I was reading just now in Exodus 23, God promises us that he will visit us and bless us during those times. Verse 20 tells us, behold, I will send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. The first blessing of observing and celebrating the feast of Passover is divine guidance, angelic guidance. The second blessing is divine protection. Verse 22 says, but if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Guys, that is good news. That means that as we do what the Word of God says concerning the feast of the Lord, that God will be an enemy to your enemy. He will fight your enemy for you. The third blessing is divine provision. Verse 25 says, so you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. In other words, he will give you all that you have need of. Divine provision will belong to you. The fourth blessing is divine health. The Bible says, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. This is a wonderful time to lay hold of the blessing of health that God has for his people. The next blessing is found in verse 26. It says, no one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in the land. God will cause you to be fruitful. There will be no barrenness. There will be no decrease. God will give you divine abundance. And the sixth promise is that I will fulfill the number of your days. Divine life. God's word says that with long life he will satisfy us and show us his salvation. And that is one of the promises of God that we can lay hold of and refuse to let go of. And finally, God will bring increase and inheritance. Verse 30 and 31 says, little by little will I drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land. And I will set your bounds from the Red Sea to the sea, Philistia, and from the desert to the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand. These are awesome blessings that come in this season. Like we talked about last month, how it was a Kairos moment in time. And I have been so amazed this year, even today, how our teachings and the things that God is showing us are just lining up so precisely and so wonderfully that we can even be on this call proclaiming Passover blessings to you during the very time of Passover. I am just so thankful that the timing of God has aligned in such a way for us this month. I'm just so blessed by it. Each time we honor Passover, remembering Jesus Christ as our Passover, and follow God's decree and acknowledge this time and this season, we tap into the supernatural flow of these seven blessings. It's important to remember that Jesus himself observed and kept Passover, and we want to be just like Jesus. And when we partake of Holy Communion, we are acknowledging Jesus' blood sacrifice. Communion is an act of remembrance. It's a love feast. It was the Last Supper, and they were celebrating Passover. Luke 22:1-20 says, "And the chief priest and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. And he sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat.'" You see, Jesus himself was observing Passover. And the meal that he ate is the meal that we call communion now, where we receive the body and the blood that was given for us. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we have a new life, a new beginning. Our past does not define us anymore. It does not confine us anymore. Because of our covenant connection and the blood of Jesus Christ, our Passover lamb, we are free from sin, we're free from debt, we're free from bondage. We can take hold of that freedom in this time, in this season, like none other. This is a special appointed time with God. It's a special appointed time where it activates the blessings that I just read to you. This is called the month of Nisan. It is considered a pregnant month, a month just ready to give birth. And as I told you already, it's the first month of the year, the first Hebrew month of the year. That is an important month. Whatever you do in this month will set the tone for the remainder of the year. I've known that for a few years, but for the last couple weeks, I have been under a major, I don't even like to use that word, I have been challenged with a major, major attacks on my body. And I knew that I had to get back up because I knew we were beginning the first month of the year, and I knew what I did in this month was going to set the tone for the rest of the year. I knew what I sowed in this month was my first fruits for the rest of the year. I knew what word I put in me was going to be indicative of the rest of my year. And I knew I had to pull myself up and overcome those attacks so that I could be positioned correctly for the rest of the year, for lack of a better word. This is a month where the rest of the year is determined, and we begin to cross over into a new place in God. We begin to cross over into a time of blessings, not only for us, but for generations to come. When God's people were set free, generations after them were set free from bondage. The same thing can happen for us, for you and I today. It's time to walk in our inheritance. This is our month of redemption. It's the beginning of months. It's the month to align with the rest of the year. But Passover is not simply about passing over. It's the first step into crossing over into a new place in God. I want to read something to you that a friend of mine sent out last weekend, Karen Harden. She had written this that the Lord had given her for this week that we're in right now. She says, "This is an important week in the spirit, and so it will be in the natural. Something is stirring, and it is important to take hold of. It is much like when the angel came and stirred the waters. John 5:4 says, "For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring of the water, stepped in was made well from whatever disease with which he was afflicted." April 10th through the 18th is Passover. Even as I opened the Word this morning, another scripture seemed to be bolded, and it included a word about passing over. Isaiah 31:5 says, "Like birds hovering overhead, the Lord Almighty will shield Jerusalem. He will shield it and deliver it. He will pass over it and rescue it." This is the important word to take hold of in the Spirit. Number one, protection. When the Israelites brushed the blood of the Passover lamb on their doorpost, all who were inside the home were protected. Number two, remembrance and praise. As they ate the Passover meal together as a family, they recounted what the Lord had done for them in the past. Number three, deliverance. Immediately following was their deliverance from slavery. They were released from the hold that had been on them. Number four, blessing. As they left Egypt, the place of slavery, they were not only released, but they were given the wealth of Egypt. The place that had stolen from them for years now was repaying them with interest. This is the word to you today, that place that has held you in bondage is the place you can walk out of right now today and receive retribution, provision, and payment for the years that were stolen. Joel 2:29 says, "I will repay you for the years the locust has eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locust and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed." Now, that's from Karen Harden. I just love reading her stuff, but that's just awesome. I want to read you one other thing that a friend of mine had sent me concerning Passover. It says this, "It is not only a time of Passover, but a time to cross over into all that God has for us, a time of the parting of the Red Seas in your life. I don't want any of you to miss this time in God, His appointed time, a time of Passover and a time of crossing over." The Jews were not merely passed over just to be passed over. They were passed over so that they could cross over. This, I believe, is what the body of Christ has lost sight of. Each and every year that God's people are passed over, they should experience a corresponding crossover. This is what humility and experiencing the Lord Jesus Christ in your soul does. It takes you higher and it crosses you over. He said, "Kim, as you know so well, we are in a season of an unbelievable crossover breakthrough moment. At some point at the beginning of God's new year, He will give a breakthrough to those who have remained faithful and maybe even to some whose faith has reached its breaking point and they have faltered. He is a merciful Father." Passover has always been a preparation for a crossover, a breakthrough time. God's people just did not always understand the principle, but this Passover is significant. It will usher in a season of significance, crossover, and breakthrough. And that's where I believe that we are today, guys. I believe that we are right in the middle of Passover, but just like Karen said, this week is so vital. It's so important because it's not only about Passover, but it's about crossing over into the new place that God has for us. We've heard this taught since the beginning of the year in the natural, in the world's calendar, but now God's saying, this is the first month of the year for you. This is the time that I bring you out. This is the time that I cause you to cross over. And as Kalita reminded me today, don't just stand there. Stretch forth your rod. Stretch forth the word of the living God across whatever sea is standing before you, and part the sea and go on to the other side. Because the Bible says these enemies that you've been fighting, these enemies that have been trying to hold you back, these enemies that have been trying to keep you in bondage and trying to keep you in debt, those you will see no more. Because when you cross over, it's over. You are on the other side, and there's nothing that the enemy can do about it. If you'll remember when the children of Israel crossed over the Red Sea, God caused, just as he promised in the promises for obeying this season of feast, just as he promised, he was an enemy to their enemy, and he caused the Red Sea to come on to them and destroy their enemies. They never saw those enemies again. I don't know about you, but there's a few enemies in my life that I would like to see no more. I am ready to cross on over. I'm ready to go on through this Passover season and cross over into the new thing that God has for me and to be in an entirely different place this time next week. And I hope you guys got the message, and I hope you are of the same mind and you're ready to cross over into the new thing that God has for you. And now, if you want, if you prepared your communion elements, I would love for us to take communion together. I'm even more excited knowing that this was the Passover meal that Jesus took with his disciples one night. We are taking that same Passover meal tonight, but our Passover is the spotless Lamb of God who gave his body that we might be healed and whole and walk in soundness of mind, who gave his blood that we might be sin-free, that we might be debt-free, that we might be disease-free. We are taking that same meal tonight. So if you will, get your communion elements out, and I'm going to read a scripture to you out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Oh, Jesus, we are so thankful today for the body that was broken for us. Jesus, I am so thankful for your body that was broken for me personally. I thank you for the body of Jesus Christ. I remember you. I acknowledge you. I acknowledge that you, what you did for me at the cross, gave me soundness of mind, gave me a healed and whole body, gave me strength in my body, gave me peace of mind in my body. I acknowledge that what you did in your body finished it. It is finished, and I have a blood-bought right to health and wholeness and soundness of mind, to peace in my mind. And as I receive this body that was broken for me tonight, I receive the fullness of what you paid for at the cross, and I do this, Lord Jesus, in remembrance of you. Now eat your bread. Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you that this cup is the new covenant of your blood. And again, I do this in remembrance of you, and I proclaim your death tonight. We, as a body, proclaim your death tonight. We proclaim and acknowledge the blood of Christ was more than enough. The blood of Christ finished the work. It cleansed us from sin. It cleansed us from every wrongdoing. It cleansed us from shame. It cleansed us from doubt and unbelief. Your blood is a finished work. And as we receive this blood tonight, Lord Jesus, we do it in remembrance of you, and we thank you for being our Passover lamb. We thank you that your blood is upon our homes, upon our children, upon our families, upon our grandchildren, upon our businesses and our ministries, upon our finances, upon everything that pertains to us. We declare and we proclaim tonight that the blood is enough, and any destroyer must pass over because it cannot come through the blood. The blood speaks. The blood marks us as a covenant child of God, and nothing that is not of God can come through that blood. We declare it, we proclaim it, and we receive that truth this night in Jesus' name. You can drink your juice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice. I thank you, God, that as big a miracle as you did that last day of Passover, where the children of Israel, where you took them out and you took them out with the wealth of their enemies, I thank you that as big a miracle as that was, as astounding as it was, God, that Moses stretched out his rod and the sea parted and they crossed over to the other side. As astounding as that was, Father God, I ask you to do the same size miracle in the life of everyone listening to the sound of my voice tonight. Father, I thank you for bringing them out of bondage, bringing them out of slavery, bringing them out of addictions, bringing them out of debt, bringing them out of anything that is not of you. God, I thank you for bringing us all out this night and bringing us out with the wealth of the wicked, bringing us out, Father, with provision. Enough provision, Father, to get us on into our new place in you. Now, Father, I thank you that you are causing us to cross over into a new place. Oh, Father, I thank you that you're causing us to cross over tonight. Father, we stretch forth the rod of your word. We stretch forth the blood of Jesus Christ, and we command every sea to part, and we walk across on dry land, Father, into the provision, into the place that you have for us. We're not staying here another day. We're going forward with you today, and we're going with the spoils of the enemy, Father God. I thank you that we come out with the plunder, and we're going to the other side with the spoils of the enemy. Father, you said through Chuck Pierce's ministry this week that this was a week of final settlements. Father, I thank you that this is a week of final settlements, that things are settled this week once and for all, never to be brought up again, that we walk across, God, into our new place in you. We walk into that place, God. This is our time. This is our appointed season, and we acknowledge that truth in you, and we cross over by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you that you are with us, and I thank you that this time next week, every single person on this call will be in a new place. You did it once, God, and you are no respecter of persons, and you will do it again. There is a reason that you have stirred your people so greatly, God, concerning this week. I'm hearing it over and over again. I thank you, Lord, that you're causing us to cross over. We cross over as a body without fear, with full faith, knowing that you are taking us into everything that you have promised us, God. Father, I thank you for that. Lord, you said that you'd bless those that bless us, and God, I'm asking you to bless every single one of our partners. Lord, bless them with provision. Bless them with health. God, you said there would not be any sick among us. So, Father, I declare that over our partners right now. There will be no sick among us in Jesus' name. According to the word of the living God, there will be no sick among us. There will be no barren among us. Angels go before us, and they show us the way. And, God, you will be an enemy to our enemies. Every single blessing that you showed us tonight, God, I thank you that it's manifesting in our lives and in the lives of our partners right now. No sickness. No sickness. Your people shall be well, and they will walk in health, divine health, and with long life you'll satisfy them. God, I'm asking you to remove every disease and every sickness from your people on this call tonight. God, I'm asking you to remove every debt and every issue of lack from your people on this call tonight. God, I'm asking you to do miracles tonight. Father, court situations that have been unsettled, God, I ask you to settle them now for the favor of your people on this call tonight. Yes, Lord, I ask you to make a difference in the people on this call tonight, just like you made a difference with the children of Israel. Make a difference, God. Give them favor. Give them freedom. Give them provision and wealth. Make a difference in your people that are on this call tonight, God. Father, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you that you've heard our prayers. Your word says that where two agree is touching, it is done. So, Father, I believe every single thing that I've asked you for tonight is done. Now, I ask you, Lord, to bless your people with your presence this week in an unprecedented way. Let them feel your presence 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let them feel you and let them know you as the Passover. Let them see you in the Passover this week, Father. For this we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sorry, Talita. No, that was awesome. It is awesome. I'm just overwhelmed with his awesomeness. I jotted down a couple of notes here while you were speaking, and I want to mention that. You said that what we do in this month sets the tone for the rest of the year.
Yes.
And so I wrote down, how I serve this month will set the tone for how I serve the rest of the year. The word that I sow into my heart will set the tone, and I believe will even, God will have us, if we'll be spirit-led, he'll give us the word that we need to sow into our hearts for what we're facing in the next months, for things that will come across our path. And that doesn't even mean bad things. It can be things we just need wisdom for.
Yes.
How I treat those who are challenging this month will set me up for being able to be victorious the rest of the year. How I receive correction, how I deal with opportunities to be victorious this month, what I do with revelation that he gives me in this first fruit month will set the tone for the rest of the year. How I pray, what seeds I sow, how I deal with offenses and temptations, how I spend my time. It's almost like this month is a tithe of sorts for the Lord.
Yes.
How I overcome this month will set the tone for the rest of the year. What I allow in my life through my eye and ear gate will set the tone for what I allow for the rest of the year. How I worship and the boundaries that I set in this month. This is a key month, and I knew it was a key month, but now I know it even more so because of the teaching. So thank you for that. That was awesome. And I'm going
You're welcome.
To...
And I feel the same way. That's what I was saying about the attacks that I was under. I knew I had to overcome in this month because I knew if I didn't, it was going to set the tone and it would be a battle the rest of the year.
Yes. Well, I'm going to call back in tomorrow and listen again. So I will tell you all the participant code stays the same, but the playback number is one digit off. It's the last number that changes, but the playback number will be 712-770-4349, and then the participant code will stay the same. Because this is recorded, and so you can call back in tomorrow, and I will also try to get it in an MP3 format so that we can send out if we need to as well.
And Clayton, one other thing I want to say, then I won't interrupt you anymore, is the one thing that I just kept hearing in my spirit when I was praying is that God would make a difference between the people that are on the call tonight. The partners,
yes.
He was going to make a difference. You know, the ones that are listening to this message, if we can just believe that he has set you apart.
Yes.
To be passed over by any destruction, but to be crossed over into the place that God has for you. He is making a difference. Where we fought for favor will now find favor. Where we fought to get out of debt will now find debt freedom. I really believe that.
Yes, and I think it's for all of us on here who will believe. We have to.
Yes.
We receive it, and then we will believe it, and therefore we shall have it, as the Word says.
Amen.
So I'm encouraged, and I'm excited. Hallelujah. So let me pray. Father, tonight, as we begin Passover, As we just heard the word and partook of communion, Lord, first we thank you for what Passover means to us. And God, we thank you for the revelation tonight that you have given us, Lord. And I thank you that as we meditate on this word and even listen to it again, Father God, that you're going to continue to speak to our hearts and to share with us things that we need for the rest of the year, Lord. Father, we thank you that through the shed blood of Jesus that the wages of sin will pass us by. We thank you that when we apply the blood of your dear Son to our lives, that we are washed clean, made new, and whole. And Father, if you never did another thing for us, that right there is enough. But you're such a good, good Father, and we thank you. We thank you for that. Father, many of us have come through a rough season, and we are standing by faith on your word that we are passing over tonight, God, this week. We are passing over and into our next season, a season of answered prayers, a season of increased hope and fulfilled faith. No more delay, no more denial. We are crossing the proverbial Jordan. We are passing over into all that you have for us. We're crossing the Red Sea. And we declare that this is not just a week of Passover obligations, but we declare this Passover is unique in the timing of the Lord. We declare that we are passing over. And that once we're over, the waters will come down and cover our enemies. And the enemies that we face today, we will no longer face again. Amen. Father, we believe it. We are daring to believe it, God. Yes, could it be this is the time? Yes, God, we declare that it is the time. We refuse to believe like we've been disappointed. We are going to believe like we've never been disappointed. We are going to let the disappointments of the past go in Jesus' name. And we're going to reach out our faith. We're stretching forth our rod, Lord, and we're going to go forward in this Passover season. Jesus, we recognize the times and seasons just as the sons of Issachar did. We know you are working and moving and that the time is now. Father, hear the word. Hear the cries of the faithful remnant, God. We are your remnant, and we fully expect to receive promises from old, promises that we thought that maybe we've even forgotten about. God, I heard somebody say the other day that you're going to answer prayers even that we have forgotten that we have even prayed. We are going to receive generational blessings and increase. And we declare that we have left the Egypt of last season and that we are passing over and taking the wealth of the wicked with us. For your word said it has been laid up for us. Jesus, we are forever grateful for your sacrifice. Your life, your obedience, and your blood makes all this possible. May we live a life worthy of your sacrifice. And it is in your precious and powerful name we pray. And everybody says and agrees.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Kim, that's all I got.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I hope you lay hold of this word and believe it for yourself and cross over into the new place that God has for you. We are so thankful for you guys, every single one of you. And it is our great honor to sew back into you tonight. So be blessed and have a great night.